You're listening to WWBC Coco, Merritt Island, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI Coco, Rockledge, 94.7 FM, W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, Indian Atlantic, Indian Harbor, Satellite Beach, 100.7 FM, and W260CL, Coco, 99.9 FM. Brothers and sisters, I'm feeling real good because it ain't
over. Right before I die, I gotta... Hello and welcome to another installment of the Hour of Power radio program, hosted by Pastor Thomas Robinson Jr. We're glad you could join us this morning as we delve into the Word of God. So prepare your hearts, prepare your minds, and grab a Bible. Now here's your host, Pastor Thomas Robinson Jr.
6 verse 1 reads, "And it came to pass on the second Sabbath after the first, that he went through..."
So apparently they had to be dealing with a second Sabbath. They had already dealt with a first Sabbath. Oh, glory to God. I kind of jumped over into chapter 5 right quick, and I realized that they were giving Jesus fits. Every time he would walk into a temple and start doing something, amen, they were giving him fits. They thought he was breaking, somebody say, the law. Mm. Read, daughter.
"When he walked through the cornfields, and his disciples plucked the ears of corn, and did eat, rubbing them in their hands."
And so they were rubbing them together. Everybody do this. Rub your hands together. They were rubbing, oh glory to God, them together. Amen. These Pharisees considered that to be work. So as far as they were concerned, oh glory to God, that these disciples were breaking the law and Christ was allowing it. Look at this. Oh, glory to God. Anyway, you know, okay, all right, read, daughter.
"And certain of the Pharisees said unto them, Why do you do that which is not lawful to do on the Sabbath days? And Jesus, answering them, said, Have you not read so much as this, what David did when himself was hungry and they that were with him? How he went into the house of God..."
Look at this.
"...and did take and eat the shewbread."
Somebody said David was supposed to die.
He was supposed to die.
How many know you serve a God? Here they are, they're following the giver of the law, and they're trying to tell the giver of the law how to serve the law.
Jesus.
Yeah.
When really, let me show you something. When really, it was a law that they created. Okay, all right.
Jesus,
I mean, we know that God gave the law. How many know that you can add to what God has given?
My
and
God.
So they were professional, somebody say adders. Oh, glory to God. You got some folks, they choose to live up under the law, and if it's up to them, they'll put you under a law. Oh, glory to God. I remember a long time ago, I preached this when I was back at New Hope, and I thank God for showing me this. Y'all just pray for me. I'm flowing with the Holy Ghost. There was a message that God gave me, natural laws, spiritual laws, and personal convictions. Oh, glory to God. And a natural law is that if you're out there and you're doing 150 miles an hour, tell somebody you're going to get a ticket.
Jesus.
A spiritual law is give, and it shall be given unto you, good measure, pressed down, shaking together, running over.
Amen.
Jesus said, the words that I speak, they are spirit and they are life. Come on, they're alive. And so this is a spiritual, this was a spiritual thing. Amen. And then there's personal convictions. I've been walking with Christ long enough to realize that there are some things that the Lord may convict me of, oh glory to God, and deal with me about, oh glory to God, that he might not deal with you
about.
Yes. Okay, all right. And sometimes we try to put our personal convictions upon other folks. Amen, somebody. You could be, and a lot of times what it is that God will begin to deal with us about something that we're overdoing. Let me set an example. Help me, Holy Ghost. Okay, here's a good example. God may deal with someone who puts on a lot of makeup and begin to convict them about it. And so what they do is that they just take off all the makeup altogether. They go from one extreme to another extreme. They don't know how to stop at moderate, right? And then they get up behind the pulpit and they'll preach to everybody that makeup is a sin. Oh, glory to God. Y'all getting this?
Yes.
It's a law. We can, if we're not careful, we'll create laws and put ourselves under a law when we're really under grace.
That's right.
Amen, somebody.
We are. Yes.
It may sound strange,
nope,
but, it's but it's right.
We're under grace. Amen.
And so, because look at this. They have created these laws. Oh, glory to God. And now they're trying to hold the disciples to the laws that they have created. They're rubbing that, they're breaking this, you know, grain or whatever out of the shell, and they're eating this, and they're breaking the law. And so Jesus said, have you not heard it? Didn't you hear about David? I bet that was a sermon that none of them preached about.
Jesus.
Glory to God. Did you ever, as a matter of fact, he asked him, have you ever heard about David doing this? He probably should have said, have you ever preached about David doing this? And how David should have been a dead man walking.
Yeah.
Are y'all getting this?
Yes.
Okay, all right. And so, what did he say about David? He said that he went in, he ate the showbread. Not only did he eat the showbread, but he gave some to the people that were with him. And it wasn't lawful. Oh, glory to God. In other words, here's the Lord saying, okay, yeah, I know he broke the law, but how many know that God is able to insert, he's able to insert grace
yes.
in a time of dislocation. He's able to insert grace in time.
Yes, yes.
There was folks that operated in grace, oh, glory to God, in the dispensation of the law.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, all right. You'll see that, who is that? Elijah. Oh, glory to God. Here's Elijah receiving bread and meat from a raven.
Okay. Jesus.
Now he could have starved to death out in the wilderness.
Yes.
As a matter of fact, let me show you something. Jesus said something, and we drop down to verse 9, when they came after him again, Jesus said unto them, I will ask you one thing. Is it lawful on the Sabbath day to do good or to do evil?
Mm.
Now check this out. To save life or to destroy it. Oh, glory to God. In other words, let me show you something. God will overlook his law to do something good. That's clearly what he's saying right
there. Yes.
He could have let David and these guys starve. They were famished. Come on.
My God.
Oh, glory to God.
Grace.
My God, but here's God. God is so okay, all right. I want you to think that God's gonna break his law.
Mm-mm.
God's not he's not a law breaker, but he knows how to insert grace.
Right. Yes.
Show grace. Because I'll say this here. God only gave us the law so that we can realize that we can't
do everything we want to.
We can't follow. No matter how hard we try. Oh, glory to God. And so, you're wasting your time. Sometimes I run into Christians and they have just slid right back under the law. And I'm like, you might as well have gone over to Israel and start, sacrificing sheep and all of that. You stuck. Come on, you stuck. You living in bondage. Oh, glory to God. Okay. All right. Hallelujah. I didn't know we could do that. We could put ourselves in bondage.
Yep.
These priests would rather have seen me. These folks starving a bit than to, you know.
Okay, all right.
I told you, God dropped this on me at the last second, and I got to do what the Lord gave me to. All right?
That's right.
All right. And so anyways, he says something. He said, where were we?
End of verse 4.
Okay, read it.
The interest for it says, and David ate the shewbread, and he gave also to them that were with him, which is not lawful to eat, but it was for the priest alone.
That's right.
And he said unto them, that the Son of Man is Lord also of the Sabbath.
Now he's Lord of the Sabbath. Yeah. Come on. Oh, glory to God. He's the creator. Somebody say he was the creator of the law. He was the giver of the law. Oh, glory to God. And so it's pretty hard to teach somebody who gave the law about the law.
Jesus.
It's pretty hard to accuse somebody of breaking the law that made the law.
Amen.
Oh, glory to God.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Tell somebody we got to be careful.
We got to
be careful. We can create laws. Oh, glory to God. Verse 6. I'll tell you what. Read. Verse 6. Read.
And it came to pass also on another Sabbath that he entered into the synagogue and taught. And there was a man whose right hand was withered. And the scribes and the Pharisees watched him, whether he would heal on the Sabbath day, that they might find an accusation against him.
It's amazing to me. Who is that prophetess? Prophetess called me last night, as a matter of fact, because she had sent me a video, and she asked me, did I see it? And I said, it was a confirmation. I watched it, and I was just getting ready to call her, and she called me, and I watched the video, and it confirmed what the Lord had showed me, and I shared it with you all Tuesday night. About seeing everybody indoors. They want to put us back indoors. God kept taking me from one location to another location to another location to another location, just showing me people, nobody was outside. Everybody was indoors. Come on, oh, glory to God. And then he showed me, all right, okay, let me just say this up. You got some wicked folks. I just say elite folks, some wicked folks. That they want to win the election so bad they're willing to do anything.
That's right.
And that's to release things, and I'll leave it at that. And so anyways, I was getting ready to call her on it, hallelujah, and just, you know, to chat with her about it, and she asked me a question. She asked me a question. As a matter of fact, I thought about that question, and I kind of wrote it down. Amen, hallelujah. Oh. And she asked me the question, she said, why are people not feeling the presence of God? Oh, glory
Jesus.
To God. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
And I had told her, I said, you know, sometimes they get me on the phone, then they're like, I got them on the phone, now I'm asking all these questions, you know. And I said, my wife was just telling me that there were some folks that said that they testified that they was feeling the presence of God in the parking lot. Amen. I begin to tell her that sometimes it's because we're not open. We're not open. We come to church and we're locked up tighter than Fort Knox. Come on, somebody. Oh, glory to God. We can be fearful of the things of God. You know, and I've said this before, it's very important. I remember staying in a house and, you know, we didn't do a whole lot of running the AC. We would open the windows. I mean, to remember those days. Nowadays, folks don't open the windows. You hardly see a house with the windows open. Everybody's, you know, got the AC on. Oh, glory to God. But the wind could be blowing outside, and it could be blowing the trees all around, but guess what? I wouldn't know it because the windows were closed. The wind doors were closed. Oh, glory to God. And so unless I open the windows, or when I open the windows, I'm able to tell that, guess what? The wind is blowing. When it comes down to church, the wind could be blowing. In other words, I'm talking about the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit could be moving all around.
My God.
I used to wonder why folks all around me was getting blessed and I wasn't getting blessed. Because my wind doors were closed. Come on. Oh, glory to God. I had a problem raising my hands and giving God glory.
Come on.
Oh, glory to God.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. See, God will pass by folks. If they're not open, God will just go right around and go to somebody that's open. Come on. I'm over here because I see that she is open. I'm going to bless her. Not only is she open for God, because when God comes, he brings everything with him.
He
brings all of that with him.
Yes.
Ooh, he's bringing the good.
Yes, he is.
Oh, glory to God. And so God is looking for open people. people. It's not that they don't love you. Come on, but God wants to see. Glory to God. Help me. Somebody say, help me. Holy Ghost. Help me, Holy Ghost. Okay. All right. So, you know, when she asked me that question, I just went on down the line. I'm going to get back to this here. Hallelujah. But I said, people, a lot of times people don't come to church to learn, but they come to critique. Am I pronouncing it correctly?
Critique.
Okay, all right. See, I wrote down that conversation. I was writing down that, you know, because sometimes God will have the prophet. You might not know what to preach, but God will have the prophet to call you up to bring out what's in you and what he want to talk about anyways. So she probably didn't know she was doing it anyways, you know. All right. So in other words, let me show you something. In other words, because they're not so much critiquing the word as they are critiquing, sometimes they're critiquing the messenger. Yeah. Amen, somebody.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Because I've come to find out, let me say this, I've come to find out when people don't like the messenger, oh glory to God, when people don't like the messenger, they don't want to hear the messenger. And I was telling her this last night. This is nothing because let me show you something. Who was that? Isaac. Isaac. Same thing we were talking about last night. I said, Isaac, look at Isaac. Isaac would go and Isaac would dig a well. He would dig wells. Every time he dig a well, the Bible says the Philistines would cover the well. Come on. Oh, glory to God. See, because let me show you something. As a preacher, I got to go and dig for the word.
Jesus.
Come on. And it's like water. The Bible says that the word of God is like water. It'll run up out of my belly like running rivers of water, right? And so you got people that don't want this water. They don't want this water. They don't want anybody else to get this water, right?
Jesus.
Come on. And so what they do, they throw dirt on it. Come on. Right? They throw dirt on the water. And so let me show you something. You know, I'm just flowing with the Holy Ghost because I ain't doing what I got this. And so anyways, they kept, every time he dig a well, the Bible says that they throw dirt on it. But let me show you something. He wasn't bothered with these petty folks. He didn't want to go. He didn't want to go strife with them. He just go to another place, and the Bible says he dig again. And the Bible says he go to a whole other place and he dig again.
Yeah.
And finally, they must have got tired of just coming up the well. They thought that he was so persistent. Because I'm telling you, as people of God, you got to be persistent.
Yes.
As a part of your life, you got to be persistent to do the things of God.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
God. Everybody, let me show you something. Everybody ain't going to like you. Here's Jesus preaching. They weren't liking this message. Come on, they weren't liking that they thought that he was breaking their law. It wasn't
Jesus.
His law, it was their
Jesus.
Law.
Jesus.
Yeah, he was tearing those laws up.
My God.
This is why I tell the ministers in the house, even when there's sometimes that, oh glory to God, when you put on the spot, you just got to get on up and just go with it. Yes. Amen?
That's right.
Amen. All right. Let's see here.
My God.
All right. And so they were watching him, just like they were watching Jesus. They were watching Isaac. They were watching every time he dig a well. And so you're going to have people that are watching you. Come on. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. All right. We had another discussion. Let me say this here. You notice something. They weren't complaining about the word. They weren't talking about the word. They were talking about what he was doing. They weren't denying that the presence of God was there to heal. They just had a problem with him healing on the Sabbath day. They were so large. I mean, no, we got modern day Pharisees.
Ooh, yeah.
Oh, glory to God. Modern day Pharisees, they sit up in churches. Come on, somebody. All right. Now, let me see. What was that next question that she asked me? Let me say this here. She asked me a question about this particular preacher, which I won't call his name, but he seemed to call everybody else's name. He'd be on social media, and he just calling everybody out.
He need to shut up.
just attacking everybody. So he's a modern day, let me say this here, he's a modern day Pharisee. You notice that these folks only attack folks that are spirit filled, Holy Ghost filled. Oh, glory to God. Ain't nobody perfect.
So, huh? And have more than them.
Come on. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Because they're watching. Let me show you something. They're watching because I've done television before, they're watching to compare what you're doing to what they're doing.
My God.
And they're watching to see any, what they think is a shortcoming. Do you know that, let me show you something. Do you know that, who was that? Moses, Miriam, and Aaron. Come on. Oh, glory to God. Moses married an Ethiopian woman. He married this Ethiopian woman, you know. She was a black woman, you know. And so, but let me show you something. Moses was operating under grace.
Yeah, come on.
Hallelujah.
That's good. Moses, while they were stuck under the law, I told you there was folks that walked in under grace in a different dispensation. Come on. Why? Because of their relationship with God.
Yeah,
so your relationship with God will cause you to know things that other people don't know.
Glory to the Lamb.
My God.
And so they were calling them out on it. They were walking around the camp and talking about it and stuff like this. And God called Aaron and Miriam to the woodshed. Mm-hmm. They got in trouble.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And this is why people, you know, like this ought to keep their mouth shut. Because guess what? They could be walking in a lane that these folks don't even know nothing about. Come on. And don't get caught up on that. You know, I heard somebody at the shop and they were listening to this preacher that, you know, I'm sure that you didn't even have to call his name. I knew who he was. And they were listening to this preacher. He just dogging everybody, calling everybody out. Come on, somebody. And you know, I think I said, you know, if the Lord was to put the video on him.
Jesus. What would his life look like?
Put that video on him. Come on, somebody. Oh, glory to God. Let everybody see his shortcomings as he thinks.
Jesus.
What's in the dark will come to life.
Yes.
And so, because let me show you something. You're always going to have, and it's really, really a lot of that is, well, let me say this here. We need to preach more about the strong man of jealousy. It's a strong man.
Yes.
And the spirits that operate under jealousy is competition, comparing.
Yeah.
Jealousy will make you watch a person. Okay, all right. This is why, you had, who was that? Leah and
Rachel.
And Rachel, even though she was more prettier, even though she was more beautiful, come on, because they represent two churches. Okay, all right. Rachel was the church, come on, that looked good, but didn't have the goods. Come on. She didn't hardly birth. She was struggling to birth.
Come on, church.
But Leah, come on, the Bible just pretty much comes out and say Leah was ugly, but Leah was
birthing everything. Come on now, amen.
Come on. Glory to God. See, let me say this. Sometimes I'm just feeling good right now. Sometimes, oh glory to God, we get picked on because guess what? It just, hey, you know, some of y'all don't mind getting ugly for the Lord.
Amen.
You know,
making
faces and falling out and laying all over the floor. You indignified people of God.
That's right.
Oh glory to God, but you're pleasing God. You're open to receive sins. You're breaking stuff left and right. Come on, somebody.
Slipping
to a preacher.
My God.
It's necessary.
That's right.
Glory to God.
Good.
My God.
And so
Rachel was always watching her sister. Come on. She was trying to keep up with her sister to the point that it cost her life because she wasn't built to do what her sister could do.
Jesus. My God. What anointing are you carrying? My God. My God.
Oh, I feel it too up here. Oh, glory to God. I feel the presence of God. Let me show you something. Who is that?
Let it rain.
Mary and Martha. Two different churches.
Yes.
Come on. Martha is choosing to sit at the feet of Jesus. And hear and learn. As a matter of fact, let me show you something. The Bible says. Mary had invited. Let me go there. It's in chapter 10 of Luke. Anyway, so all right. Somewhere in chapter 10. I think it's in the chapter 10. Yeah. Okay, chapter 10, verse 38. Let's go there. It'll be just several pages away. Are y'all getting this?
Yes.
Luke 10:38 reads, "Now it came to pass as they went that he entered into a certain village, and a certain woman named Martha received him into her house."
Now, how many know that you can receive the Lord into your life but not listen to it?
Oh my, oh my, oh my. Oh my.
My God, up in Zion. I like preaching to open folks, because when you preach to open folks, you can flow. But boy, when folks ain't open, you ever, yeah, Bishop, you ever went to a church and it's like you're trying to preach in a wall or something, and you can't say hardly say I, N, E, O, you know, it's like a wall up.
Yes, I turn around and look at the wall.
I heard you do it. Better preaching to the wall. Okay, and so read, daughter.
And she had a sister called Mary, which also sat at Jesus' feet and heard his word.
Here's the Mary sitting at the feet of Jesus, listening to what was said. Come on, glory to God. Two different types of church. Let's see what the other church was doing. Read.
But Martha was cumbered about much serving, and came to Jesus and said, Lord.
Before you go there, let me say this. Some folks think that they're pleasing God more because they're running around serving.
Yes, come on.
Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. You know, I realized there was a person, and he was trying to yell at one of the young ladies in the shop that I work with and stuff, and you know, I was like, well, hey, you know, she's looking for me. He's talking about, she stood me up. She didn't even call me. I said, man, she's looking for a man of God. Well, I work all the time, so I don't get a chance to go to church and such and such. And I said, Doc, it ain't all about going to church. It's about a relationship.
Yes.
Church is part of it, but it's about a relationship with God.
Yes.
Sometimes we can be so concerned about a relationship with people more so than we are a relationship with God. Yes. And I tell you something, the more I fall in love with God, the more I fall in love with my wife.
Yes.
Come on.
Thank you,
oh, glory to God. Hallelujah.
Yes.
And
yes.
So it's a relationship. And this is what I told him. I said, man, she want a real man of God.
Amen.
She want somebody that loves the Lord.
Yes.
You know, she ain't looking for nobody like you. You don't even go to church. I asked you to quote five scriptures. You can't even quote five verses of scripture.
Jesus.
Oh, glory to God. In other words, basically, I was telling them, keep it moving, Doc. Come on, how many of us got to guard God's
Well, I hope you enjoy the broadcast. Our Sunday morning service starts at 11 a.m. Tuesday night Bible study starts at 7:30 until 8:30. For more information about our services, the telephone number is 321-358-7455. You have been listening to Kingdom Sounds of Victory International Praise. Our email address is VIPMinistries@att.net. Once again, our church address is 250 North Babcock, Melbourne, Florida. God bless you. We hope you have a wonderful week.